This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay-ass accent, them cheap-ass cigars, your yuck-mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arrest me. Just in competition when the war does the mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, I'm coming to rain with them. You're never walking out again until you're back on the war path. Don't turn your back on the war path. You might wind up in a body bag.
And welcome to the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by, as always, my brother, the Adam Black.
What's up, world? Twitterverse is the Adam Black.
And tonight we have I'll call it a special guest, even though he is a member of the Click, but making his first appearance ever on the Click Nation podcast, the homie Jetstream is what he's going to be called himself tonight.
Oh, what's up, y'all? What's up? I'm one of the lost Click members.
You're like the stepchild.
Yeah, I'm like a stepchild. They've heard a lot of me. I've been lost here, chilling out up here in the A. I don't really have nothing to plug this week. I'm just glad to be on the show, and we're just going to go on ahead and get things rolling back to Tim Dog.
Yeah, since he's was off work tonight, he was able to join us on this recording. Oh, and something else I keep saying I need to add to the intro is saying the date we record these, just so for anyone going back and listening, they'll know at least what when it was uploaded, you know, when it was recorded and all that good stuff. But it is Tuesday, May 22nd, 2012. And on tonight's show, we're going to discuss the TV shows that were either canceled or came to an end during the 2011-2012 season. But before we get to all that, I'm jumping ahead, but I need to do plugs for ourselves. You can follow myself on Twitter at TimDOGG98 and Adam Black, he'll give his Twitter.
That Twitter is the_Adam_Black on Twitter.
And usually we're joined by Mr. Banff, who you can follow at Mr. Banff on Twitter. But he's running a little late, so he'll hopefully join us as the show goes along. And you can check out our website, theclicknation.com. Follow us on Facebook the URL is facebook.com/theclicknation. We have a Twitter account at The Click Nation, and we're on Google Plus. Just search for The Click Nation, and make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So now this is a part of the show where we jump into Adam Black's news. This section of the Click Nation podcast is brought to you by The Adam Black.
All right. Well, I know something we were talking off the air. I'll let Jetstream over there. We were talking about Facebook losing. Is it losing shares or they lost the value of their stock?
Yeah, it dropped on NASDAQ by about 9%. Matter of fact, I was looking at the link, and basically the link comes from Forbes magazine. Mm-hmm. They're saying 7 reasons why Facebook IPO was a bust.
Damn.
So they've only had an IPO for maybe less than a month, and people are already like, this is going to make any money, but hey, what can you really expect, you know?
Yeah,
the last bubble to burst from the old techno bubble.
Talking about the dot-com bubble from 2000?
Yeah, man. This is like the last vestige of it.
Oh, jeez.
It's early. I say it's early. It's too early to be jumping to conclusions and getting all hysterical just yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't do too much in the stock market or anything like that. But, you know, it just appears to be kind of early to jump to conclusions. And then, like I said, in a month or two, all of a sudden it just rises back up because of some something that winds up happening and causing the stock to rise. And then someone will be like, or that dude from Mad Money will be on the TV like, oh, you know, everyone wanted to jump, but I told them not to, and all that stuff. So, you know, I don't really care.
I probably need to pay more attention to the stock market, but at this time, I don't really.
We did want to take this time to dedicate the show to the memory of Donna Summers, who died this past Thursday, right? And she unknown to a lot of people, had a she was battling cancer, and a lot of people didn't know until the day she died, and a lot of people had said that had saw her a few weeks ago said that she looked good. And when they last saw her, so it was just a shame, you know, we lost another one, another icon.
Condolences to her family and friends and fans.
Hey, she definitely be missed. Matter of fact, Donna Summers, for everybody who's listening, I'm a big hip hop head. Donna Summers is a big DJ staple with, I think Love to Love You has been sampled to death, and also she's pretty much the icon for the R&B diva. I mean, you know, besides her, Diana Ross, Tina Turner, you know, how you feel about Beyonce? Well, Donna Summers is definitely the archetype for Beyonce's and all the girls that came after, you know, Donna Summers.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace. And we also lost on Sunday, Robin Gibb, of the Bee Gees. He passed away. He was also, they said he died of colon cancer, and it's just another icon we lost, you know, over the weekend, especially the 70s icons. So, you know, definitely rest in peace to him as well. But one thing I heard this morning was that Donna Summer may have caught got her cancer from 9/11, because they said she was in New York at the time, and you know, the coal dust, well, not the coal dust, but all the dust from and debris from the buildings may have, and you know, I guess infected her lungs that gave her the cancer. At least that's a theory I heard.
I'm sure there's lots of theories.
Yeah. But once again, rest in peace to both legends. All right. Yep. Well, I guess this really ties into, well, one thing I did want to bring up was some wrestling news. On last Thursday, WWE made an announcement through John Cena's Twitter and eventually their own website, where they said that Monday Night Raw will go live. Will go to 3 hours starting in July.
Boom.
And the reason Tim's saying boo and what most fans are saying boo to is because every time they've done 3-hour special Raws, they have not been good. Or you'll have a case where the show is pretty much bad throughout, and then it ends with something like crazy.
Some surprise wrestler returns, or someone, or wrestler turns from a face to a heel.
Yeah. Or you have a big beatdown of John Cena.
So you have to sit through watching Great Khali and Santino dance segments for 2 hours and 45 minutes just to see 15 minutes worth of ending where Batista makes his return or whoever.
Yeah.
If you even get that.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of fans are pretty much just not really caring. A lot of people will always think about when Monday Night Nitro from WCW was 2 hours originally, and then they were always pretty much a 2+ hour show, and then they went to 3 hours. And initially, their 3 hour shows were pretty good, but then when they went to 3 hours permanently, that a lot of people said that was kind of like the beginning of the end. So,
because they can't fill 3 hours. Three-hour Nitros would be filled with the hour worth of people talking.
Yeah. And, you know, no one likes that.
NWO comes out, cuts a promo. Faces come out, cut promos back, stare down, go to a commercial, come back from commercial. Faces that confronted the NWO are laid out in the back mysteriously. Or maybe even the NWO would be standing over them. And it would just go on and on like that.
And then you may have a couple cruiserweight matches in between there and some other guys you really don't want to see wrestle.
You have a 20-minute cruiserweight match that gets ended by disqualification because the NWO comes out and Kevin Nash powerbombs everyone to oblivion.
Wow, that's way back.
Yes.
Poor Kevin Nash, those knees.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what he's up to nowadays.
Yeah. He's got that movie coming out.
What movie?
You know, he's supposed to be in Magic Mike.
What's Magic Mike?
That's that. Remember we were talking about that movie, that stripper movie with Channing Tatum?
Oh.
What?
Okay. Yeah, he's supposed to.
We mentioned that on a previous show.
Yeah, he's supposed to. I don't know what character he's playing. You know, since the movie hasn't been released, I won't be able to read it on Wikipedia yet. But
he's playing a washed up stripper, more than likely.
Yeah, I can see it now, where he's probably come out talking to Channing Tatum. Oh, you wanted to come to Hollywood, be a movie star, and all this stuff. I had those same dreams too
back in my day.
Yeah, either he's a washed up bouncer, owner of a club, something. I hate to say washed up.
Well, or something like, yeah, or he was the same guy like Channing Tatum, and then all of a sudden, you know, he said, you know, before I knew it, I was doing tricks outside of the Chocolate City or some crap like that, and...
You ever said Dick for Coke?
Didn't that movie come out already? Wasn't it called, Boogie Nights? Yeah, that movie.
Yeah.
Much better cast, though.
Just like the previous episode, reboot everything, even ideas.
Yeah. A lot of rebooting going on, but we'll save that for the next segment of the show. Yeah.
But yeah, dang, what was I talking about?
We were talking about
the 3 hour.
Yeah, the 3 hour.
3 hour wrestling.
Yeah, but yeah,
that's
a lot.
Too long, man.
We don't like it.
Well, it's one of those things where I think we'll just have to do a wait and see. There's a chance that they're going to boost up and have a not an X division, but a cruiserweight division in WWE. So that maybe that will help fill up those 3 hours. But, you know, we'll just have to see on that. In other wrestling news, on the same day, Dixie Carter of TNA also tweeted that TNA for the summer this year will go live on Thursday nights. So it was almost like they were looking to, like, she was either trying to compete with WWE's announcement or, you know, just trying to get the word out there before they did. But
I remember I had heard rumors that TNA was moving to 3 hours anyway. So I think they're the news actually even though it wasn't official, it kind of leaked out first.
Mm-hmm.
So at least in my eyes, it kind of looks like WWE was countering by going three.
Yeah, I don't know why they. But you know, it's one of those things. We don't know if USA said, "Look, you need to do 3 hours," and you know.
Come on, right? That wasn't USA. You know that was all McMahon. He does not want to be showed up. He's like, "You're gonna go 3 hours," and Gilmore's not here to do his McMahon, but no.
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm gonna go 3 hours." You know. He's still mad they never signed with him. So.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what we're looking at. Also came out today on DVD and Blu-ray is the Best of Clash of the Champions, which I did purchase today.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I know what not to buy you for your birthday.
Yeah, yeah, it was awesome. Well, so far I've only seen like two or three matches. I wound up falling asleep originally on the... I got off work and popped it in, wound up falling asleep for a little while, and woke up to see an Ivan Koloff versus Ricky Morton match that was Russian Chain match. It's actually pretty decent. I didn't even know that match existed. But yeah, go and pick it up from your Best Buy or wherever you go buy your DVDs.
Online or in store purchase, go buy it. Good times in wrestling.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if they have the Clash of Champions music.
They didn't show the music. It's pretty much they have Dusty Rhodes talking and then go to a match.
No, I need the Clash of Champions music that you used to play in those car commercials that you see back in the day.
No, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, I'll have to find it.
Yeah, I must say, I wonder if I can find that music.
Yeah, man, but it's definitely going to be watched over the weekend. And we got Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Y'all got plans or no?
Going to grandma's.
I don't really have any, man.
Yeah. Now I got work Sunday, which sucks. And
I plan on seeing family and eating. Family that doesn't involve you because you're working.
Yeah, unfortunately. But that's what happens.
What else you got?
Well, as far as other news, well, I guess, you know, we've got... Did you want to do the fall lineups now or did you want to talk about the canceled TV shows first?
Let's do your fall lineups. Your fall lineups.
All right. Last week, folks, we did ABC, NBC, and Fox's fall lineups. And basically, the only major networks left are CBS and CW. Some people will say, is CW a major network? But yes, it is. So we'll go with it. We're going to start off with Monday night. And what we'll do, I'll just run down the lineups like I did last week, and then we'll go and talk about, hopefully we can, I would want Gilmore on, but we'll do I'll give you a show, I'll give you the description, you tell me if you'd even want to see it. But here we go, with CBS, Monday they're going to keep their comedy lineups, which is good. How I Met Your Mother is going to be on first, followed by a new show called Partners, Two Broke Girls, followed by Mike and Molly, and finally Ending the Night with Hawaii 5-0. Have you seen – I know Mr. Smith Roy, who's not part of the Click Nation, hates Hawaii 5-0. He hates the new one. He prefers the old original Hawaii 5-0. Do either of y'all watch it, or because I kind of like it?
I watched a couple episodes in the beginning, and
I watched a couple of them. They, you know, it's all right. I mean, you know, take it or leave it. Yeah. I didn't like the original one too tough anyway, so I didn't like the original Hawaii 5-0. So
okay. It was before my time, the original, but
yeah, and honestly, I never watched it even in syndication as a kid. So you always hear the theme song from, like, you know, people always reference the dun 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 dun, you know, and that type of thing. I knew the theme song, but I never watched the show.
I just know the theme song and Book 'em Dano. That's it. So,
And I know this season, one of the guys from Lost joined the cast.
Looks like Gilmore's online.
Is he?
Yeah, well, I just got a pop-up saying he's online.
Yeah, I see him. So Mr. Banff will be joining us shortly.
All right. You want me to keep on going?
I tried to watch Two Broke Girls originally in its first season, but I just wasn't making time, couldn't make time for it. So eventually I
recorded them and
and they piled up, and I watched maybe like the first episode, and I just said, forget this, I'm never gonna make time to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
But I hear people like it, so good to see it made it back.
Yeah, it's a good show. I've seen like two or three episodes, but you know, it's all right. My wife especially loves Mike and Molly, and a lot of times I'll be watching wrestling, but I'll come down and watch it with her, and she really likes it. And she was really excited for the wedding episode they did for the finale. So pretty good shows. CBS just always gets the stigma of being like an old folks network, but I don't quite get that.
That's why they rolled the ratings, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, here we go for Tuesday. Is NCIS night starts off with regular NCIS, followed by NCIS Los Angeles. And then the night's finished on CBS with Vegas, which is going to be a new show.
Vegas?
Again?
That was Las Vegas.
Vegas. Not Las Vegas. That was on NBC. This is a new show. It's got Dennis Quaid and Michael Chiklis, but I'll get into that in a few minutes. Good to see Michael Chiklis back on TV. Let's see. Wednesday, we have Survivor, followed by Criminal Minds and the original CSI.
Whoa, okay. Still hanging in there.
Tuesday sounds like a boring night. at least on the CBS side. This is CBS and CW you're doing, right?
Yeah, well, right now I'm just running down CBS.
Okay.
I like Criminal Minds. It's a good show. You know.
Bring Banff in.
Okay.
Yep, there he is.
I see him. Well, I see the call.
Yeah.
Yes, niggas, I am here.
Yeah.
What's up?
Chillin', man.
How's work?
Bullshit, Titanic.
How did I know you were going to say bullshit? I was about to say it for you.
Yes, bullshit, Titanic. Hello, Walker.
Oh, what's up, Gilmo, man? Oh, Polo King.
What's up, man? Are you like off work tonight? What the hell is this?
Nah, dude, I'm off work permanently, man. I'm back unemployed again.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yes. No, involuntary vacation. You gotta love them.
Oh, you could join us every you could join us every Tuesday then.
Yeah, for a while.
Until you run out of money for the internet, then, you're doing it through your phone, so you're good. You're good.
Until that runs out. I'm with AT&T.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, Metro has Android, so.
I was going to say, until he starts missing payments and.
All right.
We were just going over CBS's Tuesday night lineup.
Ah, yes.
So, continue, Rodney.
Okay, well, we just finished Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just finished Wednesday. So Tim said pretty much that it's a boring night because it's only Survivors, Criminal Minds, and CSI.
I guess that was Tuesday night.
No, that's Tuesday is NCIS, the two NCIS shows, and Vegas, the new show.
Okay.
Well, what's Vegas about is weird, other than in Vegas?
Well, it's going to star Michael Chiklis and Dennis Quaid. So,
are they cops in Vegas? What the fuck?
I think that's going to be the premise. But I've
isn't it CSI?
Well, maybe they aren't going to use. Maybe they just solve crimes without using any type of criminal.
But didn't they watch Las Vegas?
Nope.
Not right. No.
Weren't they working in a casino in Las Vegas? The show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. It was like they kept the. They were like security.
Yeah, that, well, yeah.
It was a little bit of everything. There was security and
the guy owned the casino.
Owned it and all kind of stuff.
And the other characters were like security, and the dude from Transformers was like this army person or Marine guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always like bad guys they were fighting, and yeah.
Yeah, for some reason they was always doing black ops at a casino.
Yeah.
Don't know why. It was just there.
I don't know, man.
I mean, who does that? I mean, really?
Yeah. Sounds cool, but, you know, for a show, yeah. But you can see that on TNT, I believe. All right. Well, we just did Wednesday. All right. Thursday's more comedy from CBS. We got The Big Bang Theory. They're moving 2.5 Men to Thursday.
It's dying. It's dying. Yeah. They shuffling around.
Well,
next season, Friday nights.
Oh no, I don't think it's going that far.
Going to Friday.
Shoot, you see how much they had to pay those cats to come back for this season? No way. I don't think it's going down like that. Hell, Big Bang Theory had to move to Thursday, and they thought it was a mistake, and it wound up being a good move for them.
Yeah, well. You know, they're going to cancel it after this season. Let's face it. No more 2.5 Men. Sorry.
Hasta la vista, baby.
The next show
needs to go. It's not the same without Charlie Sheen on it, man. Sorry.
I never watched it before, so.
It doesn't have this brand of craziness to it. So,
right.
It doesn't have
Tiger's blood, but you know, it's got, you know, Charlie has Tiger's blood, so shit. I mean, he brings that to the show.
Yeah, he's got a show coming on FX next month, I think. It's basically Anger Management. Remember that movie with Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be an adaptation of that.
Oh,
that'd be interesting.
And from what I understand, the deal is if the show is successful through this initial run, FX will automatically sign it for 100 or for 90 more episodes. So making it 100 episodes.
All right. Money in the bank.
Tyler Perry deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why everyone said Tyler Perry.
Hey.
But, you know, that... and. Even though some people will probably say that's the worst thing that happened to TV is Tyler Perry shows, but you know.
No. Worst thing that happened to TV were reality shows. So,
yeah.
I don't blame MP for that bullshit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it pretty much.
I'll chime in. I don't even want to talk about reality shows, man, because you know, if you haven't signed up for it, everybody, please ban the Basketball Housewives.
I think speaking of which, I think Single Ladies start tonight. I saw some chatter about that online.
Yeah, ban that one too. Nobody. I mean, I love Stacey Dash, but come on, if she's still on the show,
she's off of it.
She's off. Oh fuck that show! Get that out of there.
Let's see if it actually came on.
Such anger.
That came on VH1, right?
Yeah.
VH1, they should change its names from VH1. They don't even do videos no more.
Okay, I don't see it on the TV, the channel guide tonight, so maybe it didn't start back.
Yeah, right. We got Mob Wives, Tough Love, Basketball Wives.
Yeah, so.
Why the fuck? Okay. Wait.
Go ahead.
Basketball Wives. Let's talk about Basketball Wives for a minute. Yo, so it's okay to watch a show with grown-ass women, all these bitches in their fucking 30s.
Yeah.
Who all, let's face it, in one degree or another have a certain amount of money. They may have a lot of money. And these bitches fucking fight and talk shit and throw drinks and hit each other and shit for a fucking episode and nobody gets fucking arrested? Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
It's the same as if Victor and Jack were fighting on Young and the Restless.
No, this is different, though. See, what Young and the Restless had script writers, and they fed people. People ate off of that. Now, these hoes, except for Shawnee, who's the madam of these tramps.
Shawnee's
a pimp. He's a madam. Shawnee's so cool that she got all these hoes together and watched them go crazy, then she steps out of it and it's like, oh, I didn't know they was gonna do that. Like, I'm appalled. Yeah. I didn't even know, you know, right. Like, really, Shawnee? You've been behind the scenes with these hoes. You knew it was gonna happen. No, then first of all, who the hell said they damn wives? Shit, none of them married.
Ain't none of them hoes wives. The only one that was a wife was fucking the dark skin chick name. No. Well, no, yeah, I forgot about Tammy. Tammy was Sonny a wife.
And Jennifer were.
Yeah.
Sonny and Jennifer. The only hoes are wives. All of these. But I will admit, Tammy, my girl, Tammy's fucking hilarious. She always has been fucking. That's what tripped me out. Nobody. It's like, motherfucker, Tammy been fucking crazy.
Yeah, we remember her from the real world.
Yeah.
Right. Bitch been crazy. So, you know, come on. But what? I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck? These bitches just sit here and scream and yell and throw wine bottles and jump across tables at each other and call each other all kinds of bitches and hoes. And we best friends this season, but next season, this bitch is my mortal fucking enemy. And I'm gonna fucking kill her ass when I see her. And she sits back and makes all this fucking money off her ass, off their asses. What the fuck is that about? Shawnee? You's old sly bitch. I like you, girl.
You know, Shawnee them but a pimp. Shawnee turned them into like her version of America's Next Top Model, because that's how she comes through on the show. She shows up, just knows on sly, and then dip back out.
So she pretty much
come through like Tyra.
Just man. Like she's come through like she's, you know, Shawnee's always there. Her presence is there, but she doesn't have to be there, you know. Because they always name drop her on the show. Like, oh, I talked to Shawnee the other day, and, you know, and they never say what they talked to her about. You know, she's like, damn, Charlie Angel's boss. He's always right. Talking, but you never see him. Anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Shawnee. Like, what, bitch? Stop it. Stop it.
Shoot, you haven't seen Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is about to start up.
Oh,
don't
damn.
Nobody want to see that shit either.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's crazy here in Atlanta. If you haven't heard anything, Tim, but it's crazy.
I just saw like one thing online today about it, just a picture of the chicks, and they were looking pretty nice. But
well, no, all of them are like really nice. They've been doing like a model casting for them for like the past 3 months.
Mm-hmm. What do you need models in a reality show?
No, they're actors. They're all of my actors, dude. So I don't break anybody's heart to watch this show. They're actors. They've been casting now for about the past 3 to 6 months for any rapper or people, couples in entertainment that would like to be in this reality show. Then they released like probably 3 months ago that it was going to be for the Hip Hop Wives of Atlanta.
Which, so who are the rappers / girlfriends / jump offs?
I heard a rumor that they in the street that it was going to be like a couple of them from Block Entertainment from back in the day. Which, dude, I've only been in Atlanta for about a year, and everybody and their mama, every chick in the A that's from probably 25 to 35. Mm-hmm. Work for Block as an assistant. So it's like, it's like all you gotta do is walk out and be like, "How many of y'all work for Block Entertainment?" You know, you get.
I do.
Isn't Lil Scrappy gonna be on the show?
So what?
Someone that a rapper and their mama are gonna be on the show.
Yeah. I forgot who they said. I heard a rumor that Zoe was gonna be on there. That was the rumor. There's a bunch of rumors. 2 Chainz supposed to be on it.
He's not going to be on it. He's too big now.
Yeah, okay. He wouldn't dare do it.
He's too busy
know.
Beating people up with brass knuckles.
Right. You know, and doing things at the same damn time.
Friend of his brass knuckles. You know how that go.
He was just holding the security guard's brass knuckles.
No, one is entourage brass knuckles. You know how that go. That's his case.
Ah.
Haven't they learned anything from Michael Vick? They didn't learn shit from Michael Vick.
What was the dude with the he was with the Minnesota Vikings, the Sperminator?
What? Yeah.
It was a device. He got caught in the airport with the device that did something.
With sperm?
No, it wasn't sperm. It was something a nader.
Oh.
It was something a nader. It wasn't sperm. Yeah, that's just person.
It was weird.
Wizinator. Oh. That's what it was. Wizinator.
Oh.
It was almost about as bad as sperm when Big Boy got caught, come to the airport. He had like a ton of like Viagra and drugs. And people were like, you know, why is he doing that? Like, hey, he liked the party.
Well, guess what? While y'all were talking, I just Googled that show, and from the website straightfromthea.com, I have the whole cast list.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. Read it.
Here we go. Rapper Short, you know, I can't say it, Shorty Low, and his longtime girlfriend, Akria.
Oh, this is already bad right there. You talking about
say no fucking more. Not going to watch that show.
Let's see. With it, they show a picture of him with his 10 kids. Yes, Lo has 10 kids. Oh. And tons of baby mama drama.
Oh, no. 10 kids.
Shorty Lo, did he do the... That's right, boy, you a fool.
Some whispers for all my players. Yeah, that nigga.
That's right, boy, you a fool.
That motherfucker.
Wait a minute. That's the ugly ass, diabetes looking Negro. I got 10 kids?
Yeah, man. But you know, he got 10 kids off of his fame from, you know, from Laffy Taffy. He's a Laffy Taffy dude.
I don't give a shit. Yo. Ladies, I need y'all to have some self-respect. If you're going to get pregnant for a rapper, you know, get an established rapper that's got some hits.
That would involve them leaving their immediate vicinity, i.e. Atlanta, and finding a rapper.
All right. Let's see.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
More from the cast. We have... Rashida and her husband Kurt Frost will be the headliner. Well, supposed to be the headliners of the show. Frost manages Rashida in her, music career, and also partners in her I'm Bossy Accessories business. I'm sorry.
I'm Bossy. I'm the chick you the hate.
Oh damn. Okay, I'm sorry.
Your boss, damn it.
Many people were surprised to hear Rashida was married with an 11-year-old son, so it will be interesting to see what storyline develops with the pair on air. Producers. What is that?
Who gives a shit?
Okay. Producer
We all thought Rashida was Shauna, dog, so. Sorry, Rashida. You did come out with some good stuff, but we had you confused.
Right. All right. Producer Stevie J is also officially on board.
Wait. Stevie J?
Music industry.
He's pretty well known, ain't he?
You mean Stevie J ain't produced a song since 99, Stevie J? Old school bad boy producer Stevie J?
Unless there's another.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. I'm reading on here. Stevie J.
Yep.
Oh shit! Go ahead.
A little scrappy, right? And you forgot to get a little scrappy.
Was that up at the top?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what page I'm on.
The whole cast has been in turmoil anyway. So who knows
if this will be the final cast?
Yeah. It'll be good. Scrappy, Joe Nucky. You know he gonna scrap. You know.
He gonna scrap literally. You know, Scrappy. He might be the comic relief for the show.
Yeah, Scrap ain't taking no crap from nobody.
But Stevie J, you know, and they said they also noted that apparently, remember back a few years, it may have been about early 2000s when supposedly him and Eve had a sex tape or whatever. But
I've seen that sex tape. I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, I think I remember seeing it.
Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He won't do that shit but sticking a dildo in it. That's it. I mean,
Who's this?
Stevie
J. Stevie J.
I mean, if you want to see these people, you can pull them up on the link to allhiphop.com. Or better yet, make life easy. Just go to Google and put in Hip Hop Atlanta's Wives, and then he'll take you straight there. It's like the first link. You see Scrappy with his old lady Diamond. They're hugged up at the club, and it looks like a prom picture. And it kind of gets worse because then it shows his old lady hugged up with Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
And there's where Tim was talking about Scrappy and his mom are going to be part of the cast as well. And wow, she looks terrible. Okay, not talking about their mom, but you know.
Talking about that man's mama.
Just saying. Talking
about that man's mama, dude.
Just saying.
Mama look better than Diamond.
Well, hold up.
That's his mom.
No, Diamond's looking nice, and that.
Supposedly, that's why Diamond was going to do the show, and then she found out Lil Scrappy and his mom were going to be on the show, and she tried to get out of the show because his mom doesn't like her.
Jesus.
She saw dating Soulja Boy.
You blame her? You blame her being with Scrappy all that time? You know Scrappy picked up from the compound. She wasn't doing nothing. Now that Scrappy career kind of settling down, and she jumps on with Soulja Boy?
Apparently there's a link where Lil Scrappy's mom is pissed at Diamond for dating Soulja Boy, and Scrappy's response is on audio.
Slow on that one, too.
Yeah, like, you hear that? That's hilarious to hear that.
Let him fight!
If you want to hear that, that's from straightfromtheA.com. Yeah. That show sounds terrible.
Straight from the A.
That's going to give them a lot of ratings, man, because it's going to be hilarious. It's definitely going to be hilarious.
She can see those shows up.
That is true. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be able to get Future to show up. They might have been able to get him a little while, but he's not showing up now.
Why? Because he's famous or he's got more?
Big a name.
He's a big name now. Future, 2 Chainz, no, they're not showing up. I don't know who they're going to. I mean, maybe they did Jazzy Faye up. I don't know.
Get Jermaine Dupri.
I think he's. I don't think he'd do this show, but.
No, I don't even know how Rashida's doing this show.
They all need money.
They need to get back to work.
So people have to hire you first.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, okay, Diamond, well, you was with Scrappy, but Scrappy was pretty decent. Stevie J, decent. Cheetah, I don't know. What else? What else we got going on, man?
Yeah, what's a Thursday? Back to Thursday nights, CBS.
Yeah. Okay. The show you like, Larry? Person of Interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming back. Followed by Elementary, which I can tell you already is basically a modern day retelling of Sherlock Holmes. But I'll get to a better description of the show later on.
Right.
Friday nights, CBS has CSI New York, which survived, and Made in Jersey, a new show. Huh?
I said I don't know how the fuck that happened, but okay.
A new show called Made in Jersey, followed by the Tom Selleck show, Blue Bloods. All right. Saturday is like news stuff. You got Crime Time Saturday on CBS, followed by 48 Hours Mystery. Sunday, you got 60 Minutes, The Amazing Race, and Good Wife. And The Mentalist, which is moving from Thursday to Sunday. And that is pretty much CBS's lineup.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. We can run through what is it?
CW.
Yeah, CW, WWE, whatever they want to call themselves.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, this is, like I said, it will be quick. We got Monday on the CW, 90210. I'm still not sure how this show is surviving, but it's still on there. Followed by Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl is in its last year. They're only doing 13 episodes to start off. Then in January, the Carrie Diaries is going to start, and that is a prequel to Sex
and the City, right?
Yeah, prequel to Sex and the City. That's Monday.
Oh, they stuck. That's it. When they gonna do Tyra? When Tyra's show coming on? When next model coming on?
It's in its final season, I believe.
Wednesday.
It's in its final season, I believe.
Well, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. How is running? They on the final season? The final cycle?
Let me check that out to make sure.
I'm serious. I'm going to tell y'all like this. Ain't nothing funnier than watching a damn marathon of an entire American Next Top Model cycle. That shit is hilarious. That shit is stupid. I love it.
It is definitely hilarious. That is the best reality TV show out. Of pretty much artificial drama you will ever see in your life.
Right.
Man, I haven't watched Top Model in years.
Drama made from nothing, though.
Right. Just a bunch of pretty ass gals sitting in the damn house, not eating and fussing. how quaint.
All right. Let's see. Tuesday. Tim's show, Heart of Dixie, is coming back.
Yeah.
So I don't watch, but I support.
He just, yeah.
That is funny.
Okay.
Yeah, he did the yeah. Just like, just like old boy in that damn Rough Rider song. I forget that name, but I'll get back to it. The next show on Tuesday is called Andy Owens. MD.
MD.
What's which out part? Part?
Emily Owens, MD.
Who's in that?
Let's see. Well, hold up. Let me finish up this because, like I said, this shit won't take long. Wednesday night is Arrow, which is Green Arrow from DC Comics getting his own TV show. And it has nothing to do with the Green Arrow character that was in Smallville.
So that's on Wednesday nights?
That's coming on Wednesday.
Supernatural must finally be canceled then.
No. Supernatural comes on Wednesday night after Arrow.
They have to move them together.
Well, here's the thing with Supernatural. Supernatural was only supposed to be a 5-season show. And the creator said, all I'm doing is 5 seasons. And then after the 5th season, CW renewed it and pretty much hired the cast back. And, CW is pretty much keeping the show alive because it gets decent ratings. So at least decent enough for that network.
Right.
So, you know, you have to keep it on. And it's good to pair it up with Arrow. Because they did well.
Arrow needs as much help as it can get.
Right. But, you know, it's the lead-in.
I've heard a couple good, things about Arrow. But, I'm still not going to look at it.
The trailer is nice. I'm going to watch it.
It's really cool.
I'll give it a chance. Even though I never watched Smallville.
Somebody save it. Oh, sorry. All right, Thursday nights is Vampire Diaries, which is basically a beast for the network. Followed by the reimagining of a classic show from our youth, Beauty and the Beast.
I saw the trailer for that yesterday, and it's going to suck cock.
So Gilmore, I haven't seen the trailer, but with this reimagining, are they trying to do the whole New York City underground old joint from the 80s?
It's going to be like New York City. He's not a lion. He's some type of other kind of monster, but he can switch his face into look like a normal human.
Oh, wow. That's like Grimm. Okay. Man, they're really working hard on these shows. Like, brought back Beauty and the Beast from the 80s, huh?
Right,
why not? And isn't there a movie going on right now that's sort of like Beauty and the Beast? Not Beauty and the Beast, but Snow White?
It's called Beastly, which is a modern adaptation, which you used to see it for free on YouTube, but they pulled it. I called it because it was free. That's probably the only reason why I watch it.
Well, it's not Beastly. It's a movie. The movie with the chick from Twilight in it is out now.
Snowman and the Huntsman.
Yeah, Snowman.
Snow White.
Snow White. Yeah, Snow White and the Huntsman.
not Sleeping Beauty, but you're talking about the one with old girl from Bella, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Snow White and the Huntsman.
That's going to be Snow White. Sorry, my bad. Not Sleeping Beauty, but Snow White.
Yeah, that show, that, like, well, I talked about on the movie show. I was like, I don't want to see any more adaptation of Grimm fairy tales and all that stuff. I've seen it with Red Riding Hood. I've seen it twice with Snow White.
Well, I mean, you know, you're going to be stuck with that for a while, dude. I mean, that's the next thing they're doing. We're reimagining old fairy tales into movies now.
Mm-hmm. They got from comic books, so they got that from the Fables, which they're right. Too cheap to buy the Fables. So they keep trying to make these, you know, adaptations. Why don't y'all just buy the Fable books? Like, go on ahead, get a Fable comic book, and just 300 it, and you guys will be much happier than these things you're trying to make.
Mm-hmm. And they are doing, if I remember correctly, they are doing Hansel and Gretel. And they're Hansel and Gretel kicking ass. Yeah.
They are doing it.
Yeah, they're going to be... they're either doing it or they'll finish it, and I think they pushed it back or something to that effect. But yeah. And then, of course, they're doing the Maleficent movie over at Disney, which is Sleeping Beauty told from the angle of the villainess, who will be played by Angelina Jolie.
Wasn't that Wicked?
No, Wicked is Wicked from the point of view of the witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Right. But, you know, at least Wicked, I've heard, is good. So,
you know.
Well,
I know it's been on Broadway. So.
Yeah. All right.
Gotta be good.
And finishing the show, finishing the week is Friday for CW, because they don't do weekend shows, really. They got America's Next Top Model, which y'all are happy for.
Well, they can deal with a bang.
And Nikita.
Okay, Nikita's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. That is the fall lineup for CBS and CW. And now I will get into the favorite game. I'm going to give you a description of it. This comes from TheHollywoodReporter.com. They have these little trailers. They give me a brief description of the show. And I will give you a description. You tell me if you would even like it. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to get my wife's opinion on these, but I may do something about that and post them up later. All right. CW. First show up is The Carey Diaries. A Sex and City for the younger set, the soapy CW drama is based on the City prequel by Candace Bushnell, centers on a young Manhattan-based Carrie Bradshaw, played by Anna Sophia Robb, who comes of age in the 1980s. Some other people round out the ensemble cast, because I just don't feel like reading all those names. Nope.
Okay, I can help you out with this. Hate it.
Yeah, we're not gonna see that. Let's hate it, see Sex City. We're not gonna see The Carey Diaries. Move along.
No, okay. Dude, I'm not gonna Hulu that shit.
Right.
Right. But it's free.
Don't give a fuck.
No, hell no. Fuck Sex and the City. I mean, literally. Had a good run, but literally. I don't even know how they squeezed two movies out of that show.
Right.
What else you got?
All right, next show is Beauty and the Beast. Loosely based on the 80s CBS series, Beauty and the Beast positioned itself as a modern-day romantic love story with a procedural twist. Smallville's Kristen Furick is the beauty to Jay Ryan's Beast. Other people will round out the supporting cast.
Not going to see it.
No, I'm not going to see it.
Pass on it to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm too much of a fan of the original from the 80s.
I like the original one. And if you can morph back and forth, no.
There's no point.
Pretty much.
There's
no point of it, really. It's like, yeah, you can hang out with. I mean, even if it was something wacky, like he can only look human at nighttime. Right. Well, you can hang out with it for night. You know, it's not like, you know, poor Vincent from the old one. Vincent was stuck as some lion man. So.
Right. For the whole, I mean, and she fell in love with him. Even had a baby for him. I mean, you know, that, because that whole, I'm like Walker, the whole changing, the changing back and forth thing kind of takes the whole, take, it just doesn't fit well for that. I mean, it's because the original show was her about love being blind, you know, in his own weird kind of way. It was about love being blind. She fell in love with this man who, is a fucking lion in the face. Yeah. You know, and she fell in love with him and not how he looked. You know, so, you know, if he can change back and forth, that kind of takes all that out of play. So.
And plus, you can't be the acting on the old one. I mean, come on, man. You have Shakespeare in the park with the old one. And I know, come on, man. CW has it. I know it's not going to be Shakespeare in the park or anywhere near Shakespeare in the park.
No. I mean, you know, because the fact that he can change back and forth and he's a young dude or whatever, you know what audience they're trying to go for, so.
Right.
So, but you know, it's like Larry says, all these shows wind up sounding the exact same. But our next show is Emily Owens, MD. The medical drama centers on a newly minted doctor, Mamie Gummer, I've never heard of her before, discovers that sadly and comically, life at the hospital where she works is no different than high school. Joining Gummer on the CBS TV studio show are Justin Hartley, which is the only name I know, and he's from Smallville. He was Green Arrow. Yeah.
He's Green Arrow on Smallville and Aquaman.
Hey Rodney, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go on ahead and just say that for 200, I'm not going to watch that show. So I'm just going to go on ahead and get out of that show. I'm not going to watch it. I'd like to say, isn't that show very similar to this show that had, what's the name of that guy? We love him in that movie, you know. Neil Patrick Harris?
Doogie Howser?
Yeah. Doogie Howser, yeah. He found out that the hospital.
It sounds like that. It sounds a lot like Scrubs, too.
Yeah, a lot like Scrubs, so yeah.
Mm, yeah, we're gonna take fuck no for $1,000.
You know, pass on that.
Depends how good looking that chick is in it, Emily.
Nah, still pass on it.
That's
Scrubs, dude.
Well, if it's this chick in the middle, not really.
I candy only holds my attention for like, I don't know, an hour. And after that, it's kind of like, whatever.
I mean, it'll get me to turn to it and see how good it is.
Let me see if I can I'll text y'all the picture in a second of the chick. Yeah, like I said, the next show on the list is Arrow, which is, of course, an adaptation of Green Arrow from DC Comics. It stars Stephen Amell from The Vampire Diaries, as well as Hung, as the title character. You know, I'm definitely curious. I want to see it. What I've seen actually looks very nice. So,
yeah. It looks good.
I will be watching it.
Yep.
You know, maybe CW has another Smallville on its hands. They hope so, at least. All right. This show is called... The next show is called Cult. I don't think it was on the fall list, so it must be a mid-season. The second killing spree drama of the new season, Cult, revolves around an inquisitive young female producer, production assistant, Jessica Lucas, on a wildly popular television series, who joins a journalist blogger, Matt Davis, in an investigating the show's rabid fans. Together, the duo finds the fans might be recreating crime scenes from the show in their real lives, behavior that has led to a rash of disappearances and an unlikely murder.
Okay. You know what? I give that maybe like a possible maybe, although that is Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. these are some uncreative motherfuckers in Hollywood, ladies. God, I know there's nothing new under the sun, but man,
nothing new under the sun.
But please, try.
You're gonna copy some shit. Make sure that shit is like 20 years old and no one's seen it recently. You know, please.
Oh God.
Wait, is that a CW show?
Yeah, this is all CW that I just
okay, did. All right, well, dog, they're the T-Mobile of networking. So. They're the T-Mobile of networks.
Boy, you know, Larry Walker coming in with the jokes. God damn. Fires, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, that's all of them. God damn.
Oh, bye, CW, you fuck bags.
Yeah. They were relying on the Gossip Girls and 90210 and the Vampire Diaries of the world.
Who gives a shit?
And on that note, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go over the canceled and ending TV shows for the 2011-2012 TV season.
Abduction was unexpected. It forced me to move up my plans. But what I told the police was true. The man in the green hood was there in that warehouse. And he's just beginning.
And we're back for some more Click Nation podcasts. And before we jump to the canceled and ending shows for the 2011-2012 season, we're going to finish up this game of the Adam Blacks. And before the break, we were going over the CW shows, so now we'll hit the CBS shows real quick.
Yeah, CBS, it's slim pickings. I mean, not a whole lot's coming up this year because, you know, a lot of their shows are good, so they're keeping what they can. First up is Elementary, as in Elementary, Dear Watson. It's a modern-day take on the cases of Sherlock Holmes. The drama centers on the famed detective, Johnny, played by Johnny Lee Miller, who is now living in New York City. In a twist, Watson is played by Lucy Liu, with Aidan Quinn also in the cast.
You know what? See, the reason why I'm not going to watch this show is because the BBC has a Sherlock Holmes show where it is set in modern times. It's the exact same show. It's the exact same thing.
But you know that's who we copied. We got a lot of Office.
Yeah, BBC. I know.
So
yeah, right. We copied.
You know, no thanks. Nah.
I mean, I might give it a try because I like most of our adaptations from the BBC because we don't do nothing but take the same script and take the British accent out. And it's a pretty good show. That's all we do.
We Americanize it and try to.
We don't even Americanize it. Some of the first offices are just like the British ones. No accent. That's it. Like, it didn't get Americanized like third season.
Yeah.
All right. The next show is called Made in Jersey, a legal drama about a working class woman played by Janet Montgomery, who stars as a lawyer who uses her street smarts to compete with her more polished colleagues at a top New York firm. And more people are in it. Stephanie March, Kyle MacLachlan, other people.
Oh, Kyle MacLachlan.
Oh. I recognize that name.
Chick don't look too bad.
I say possible.
Yeah,
that sounds possible.
Check the pilot out, see how it does.
Mm-hmm. Give it one or two episodes. You know, just to see, unless the pilot just really insults you.
What else?
Kirsten says good night, y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. The next show up is Partners. This comedy revolves around architects, architects Charlie and Lewis. Their friendship, which has lasted longer than either of their romantic relationships and almost seems like a weird marriage, until Charlie decides to propose to his girlfriend. The pair is joined by Sophia Bush and Brandon Ralph.
I recognize both those people, and it sounds like a TNT show.
Hey, Franklin.
Yeah, but it sounds like Franklin Bash or Men of a Certain Age that got canceled.
Yeah, maybe an FX. I can't think it was a show FX like that.
I remember TNT had a show with it was two guys and they were a team doing something. It was that guy from what was that NBC show? ER, I think was one of the guys from there was on it, and another person, which I can remember the name of it, but that's what that show reminds me of.
Okay, so it's another weird odd couple show. I might give it a try if they have the same guys that wrote like Big Bang,
mm-hmm.
and Big Bang and How I Met Your Mother, then they should be okay. It kind of sounds like it's gonna fall into that category.
All right, and the last show we talk about is Vegas. We talked about it a little bit earlier. This is a 1960s set period piece, centers on the true story of Ralph Lamb, Dennis Quaid, a rodeo cowboy turned longtime sheriff of Las Vegas. The cast also includes Michael Chiklis, Jason Amara, Carrie Ann Moss, and Taylor Handley.
I watch Vegas because there'd probably be some hijinks going on in the Sin City.
Right. In the 60s.
You know, Vegas in the 60s has always been, you know, it's like just, you know, that's like Frank Sinatra Rat Pack time. So, you know, I'm all down for that.
See? Thought it was going to be bad. Turned out to be sound, at least sound.
I give it a try. You know, Quaid's a good actor, so he can yeah. you know, if the script isn't garbage, he should be definitely able to pull it off.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's got Trinity in it, so, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it. Now we'll transition over to talking and discussing the shows that were canceled or ending for this 2011-2012 television season. And we're getting this list. This list was compiled on TVSeriesFinale.com. And it's in alphabetical order. And like I said, it involves shows that were either A, canceled, or B, a series that's been on for a couple of seasons, and it's having their series finale, so they won't be returning this year or later this season.
All right.
So, starting with the A's, and we're not going to mention every single show that's going to be leaving, but we'll touch on a couple. Alcatraz from Fox is going away.
Yay.
And I gave Alcatraz a season pass and watched about 3 episodes, and then I realized, yeah, I just don't feel like keeping up with this show. And then I also around this time I started hearing how the ratings weren't that good for it, and since it's Fox, I can read the writing on the wall, so I just deleted all the episodes I had.
Yeah, I
tried to watch a couple of them because of who the producers were. I was like, well, you know, I like Fringe, I like Lost. And then I was just like, okay, somehow they managed to put Lost and Prison Break together. And I was like, it was really too weird to keep going. It might have made like a nice little mini series,
mm-hmm.
but not a whole 13 episode show. I don't think it could have even done that.
And while we're in the A's, I hated this show. I actually got a chuckle out of this show was Alan Gregory. That show was actually pretty fucking funny.
I was going to bring up that show, actually, and ask if anyone watched it. I never watched it, but I know I wanted to give it a chance.
I watched Alan Gregory. Alan Gregory was really pretty. It was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know what? It came out on Fox. It was with the cartoons, but Alan Gregory was really...
Did it come on Sunday nights?
It came in with the lineup.
Okay. So Bob Burgers did well, but this didn't.
No, the problem I found with Alan Gregory was, it's a satire. And in my opinion, they didn't go far enough with it because people was really taking this little kid, Alan Gregory, and some of the situations in there serious. Mm-hmm. Plus, they really played up the whole gay thing, and I think that just turned a lot of people off because they poked a lot of fun with the whole homosexual marriage thing and all that stuff. And,
it's kind of crazy, but basically it's like Alan's dad, basically – kind of debote this dude into a relationship. That shit was funny.
Happily married man into a relationship with him. And on top of that, he adopts... He created Alan Gregory. And a whole story, which was a hilarious... I'm a little bit mad because I'm looking at Hulu right now and... they're not letting you get it for free anymore. They're making you buy Hulu Plus, and
yeah, they give you a 14-day trial.
Which you
yeah,
no,
yeah. I guess yeah. You get the 14-day trial, but I'm like, y'all can at least make that free. It's only made a season. Didn't even get two.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was very serious kind of like show, and they talked about really serious topics. So they had a whole topic about the gay marriage thing, and they had another topic. It was a really grown show. Yeah. It probably would did better on FX.
That is true. I'm real surprised Fox didn't try and ship it over there since it's a sister network or whatever.
Yeah, it should have went to like FX, Adult Swim. Well,
FX, it would have been nice on FX.
Yep.
But let's see. Awake, a show on NBC, a lot of people... I've heard some good things about it, but I never watched it.
I haven't watched an episode of it either. I've been wanting to, just haven't had a chance to.
Yeah. It says it started out strong and had good reviews, but viewers tuned out over time.
Yeah, I didn't catch Awake. I wanted to, and for all the listeners out there, I don't have cable, and I don't care how you feel about me not having cable, I'm not buying it.
A lot of people would agree with you.
But I do have Hulu. Damn it.
Right. Everyone has Hulu.
Right. Don't feel bad, Larry. You know, I say that every week. I'm just in a weird battle against cable television. I'm waging this battle by myself in my own home.
I don't know why. No, you're not alone, brother. I'm with you. So you're not alone on that one. Because first of all, cable sucks. And they need to go on ahead and make a carte blanche system. I heard you guys talk about this way back on one of the cat podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pick my own channels. And I give you $50 if you let me pick my own channels. Like, let me interchange them out
And I'll even pay premium for your HBOs, but at least let me pick the channels I know I'm going to watch.
My boss has been big on that, the a la carte service for cable.
Well, I mean, because you get these channels, and a lot of them you don't even watch. You know, you get 200 channels, right, and you end up watching 10.
Right.
Damn. And, and with a lot of stuff now, I mean, I've been without cable now for so long that my attention span for watching shows is really jacked up. So if your show isn't gripping me, I'm like, it'll be on next week. I don't care. I'll wait for it to come out. I've gotten to the point now where if a show's any good, I'll Netflix it. Like, if they make it Netflix, then I'll just Netflix it and have my own little marathon and catch up.
One of these days, I'll get on Netflix.
Netflix is awesome.
It's coming.
Yes, it is.
It is great. You'll get bored with it too, like anything else. But Netflix Netflix is still, in my opinion, better buy than Hulu.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
You know, $60 a month, and I get to stream anything I fucking want.
Now, although they are stingy with some of the pay per view, not the premium channel series.
Like, they are.
Like, Californication with right. Cuff. They do not want to let that show go, man. They just handcuff it to death. Shows like on its fifth season, they're still stuck on 3 or 4.
Right.
And they don't want to let Weeds go for whatever odd reason. And Weeds needs to be on this list of shows that need to be canceled.
It's been a while since I've seen Weeds, so.
Weeds is done great. It's on like season 8.
Damn. It's been on that. Wow.
It's been on that long.
Any of y'all watch Breaking Bad?
I love Breaking Bad. That's my show.
Breaking Bad's very good.
I see on the list.
Well, it's just they're ending. It's ending. It's going to end this coming year. But according to this final 16 episodes. I think
they're breaking up the final 16 episodes between 2012 and 2013.
Yeah,
but they wanted it to end. It's not ending because it's gotten canceled.
Right. Remember, this isn't just canceled list. It's also ending shows.
Well, yeah. I mean, but they ended it on a good note, and the guy that wrote the show never really intended for the show to keep going this long. So he was basically like, hey, he wants to get out while he's on top, because really he didn't think they was going to make it a whole season.
What is this show about?
All right. Well, basically Breaking Bad is about this guy named Walter. He finds out he's a struggling high school chemistry teacher. Finds out his part-time job, he faints, finds out he's got terminal cancer. He's going to die.
Right.
He finds out, and you have to really watch the first episode to figure it out, but he finds out that one of his old students is a meth dealer and knows, how to make it. And Walter decides he's going to go. He recruits this kid named Jesse, his old student, to help him make meth. And that's the show. And you have to watch it from the beginning, and you think.
So it's just about the teacher and the student making meth and trying not to get caught and him having cancer?
Basically, it's like a roller coaster ride, man. You kind of have to bear the first season, bear with it because it's a crazy show to do. Set up for you.
Mm-hmm.
But once it gets going, it's
crazy, dude. It's just one of those shows. It's just like it's just like, wow, I can't believe we actually are watching this on TV.
A lot of the plots in here are pretty much intertwined together. So it's one of those things where you really need to just sit down one day when you have some time and watch all of it, because it all ties back in.
Into itself.
Yeah.
But if you it's on Netflix instant stream, definitely. If you, Tim, if you got some time, whenever you get signed on, watch it. It's good.
Yeah, love it.
I didn't realize that Breakout Kings was getting canceled.
I tried to give that a chance and
it just didn't grab me. So I looked at like the first maybe 2-3 episodes, and then after that I was kind of like, eh.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about Breakout Kings.
You notice a lot of these shows that I gave chances to and just said, two are going to be the hour-long shows.
hour-long shows, it's an investment. Plus, if it's a serialized storyline, you got to watch every week and make sure you aren't,
distracted.
Hey, you guys missed another show that I ended up liking. None of you guys probably watched it. But the show Breaking In.
Oh God, I tried that watching the second season. I just couldn't get caught onto it.
Who's in that? Is that the one with
Christian Slater?
Yeah. Christian Slater. That came on right after New Girl.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
It was pretty good, but for whatever reason they couldn't they couldn't keep it together, man. They had the whole quirky thing going. And Fox got scared. They didn't do too hot. They didn't do too good. And it was like, we're going to shelf it. Then everybody was like, what happened? They tried to bring it back. And, everybody forgot the show was on. They even tried to add old girl from
Will and Grace.
Yeah, from Will and Grace to spice it up, and it was like, man. Like,
yep.
And let's see, Chuck is finally hitting its end.
Yeah, mercifully.
It was saved many a time by the fans and even moved to Friday nights.
Which is always weird that they'll choose some shows to make it that because of the fans, and then other ones is like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, I think also since the fan reaction and since it had been on long enough that it had enough episodes to reach syndication.
Yeah, also Chuck saved NBC's life because remember when Chuck kind of came out, NBC didn't have certain shows. At the time, they really don't have much now to me except for The Voice, but for a while, all they had was Chuck, so.
Yeah. And, I didn't want to skip over Charlie's Angels, because I like
that
show.
No surprise. Skip that shit. They ain't no surprise.
I think they only aired 4 or 5 episodes. They
and
cut
the only
it quick.
Reason I like this show was because of what's-her-face, Minka Kelly. And I realized, I'm like, okay, this is why everyone says she was hot. She is hot.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the show was kind of dumb.
Indeed. I'm surprised the closer is being...
back it's just bringing ending. It to an end.
Yeah, it's bringing it to an end.
Yeah, it's just coming to an end. Closer's been on for a minute.
Kara Sedgwick supposedly made the decision to end this top-rated series after 7 seasons on the air.
Yeah. It's
that's
a good show.
A long time for TNT, so yeah.
Though Brenda Lee Johnson will depart, some of the characters will continue in a spinoff called Major Crimes.
Okay.
So, look forward to more Closer-esque adventures in Major Crimes.
Yeah. It was a good... Closer was a good show. I liked it. Let's see... What was this? Combat Hospital?
I never saw that.
Never heard of it.
It must be too good because I didn't see it on Hulu. And that's where networks send their shows or dies. Your show is dying, they send it to Hulu to try and resuscitate it. Do CPR on your show.
You never know. I've heard crazier things happen, but...
I'm dead serious. Like, if your show is tanking... They'll put it on Hulu
and
show it every time it comes up and try and give as many episodes for free to try and bring it back.
Mm-mm-mm.
And Desperate Housewives came to an end.
Which one?
No, not Real Housewives. Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring up no regular Housewives reality show.
Right. Okay, well, it's time. I didn't even still know it was still on.
Yep. So. They showed their season finale last Sunday, actually.
Yeah, my wife loved it. I didn't see it, but she said it ended pretty well.
I stuck around for 2 seasons, I think, and the first 2 seasons, and gave it up. Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Yeah, that was... I meant to put
really?
That in the news. Yeah.
You made 8? Damn. Yeah.
I thought that made bank for A&E.
Yeah, I think it was just they felt it was the end. It was just time.
Now, even though Dog is a racist bastard, I still enjoy watching that show.
It's a regular white guy.
Basically, when I heard that videotape of him saying the N-word and whatnot, I shrugged my shoulders like, yeah, that's no surprise.
And that's what tripped me out. It was like everybody was like, I'm so shocked. You are?
Have you seen him and his crew?
I mean, have you seen his crew? He works in law enforcement.
Right.
Law enforcement call that people niggas.
I always call Dog the Bounty Hunter the realest reality show because he's actually going out there fighting catching criminals. It's like Cops. You know, this is real stuff happening. Nothing staged with this.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he's one of the reality shows I like. I like reality show where you do something.
Yeah.
Reality show where we tune in to watch you do nothing. Make some clothes and they go pose.
You're not competing with other castmates to win something.
Bring some furniture, do something.
Yeah.
Help a water.
It was on for 8 years and aired more than 240 episodes according to Variety.com.
Wow.
Brief.
How many? What'd you say?
What was that?
What'd you say?
Oh, I just said it aired more than 240 episodes.
240.
240.
Well, it ran its course, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, you saw Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Yeah, how'd they get cancel Kai? It's just retelling the original Dragon Ball Z story, except in condensed format.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they said they're transitioning over to the GT.
Which was dumb, if I remember correctly.
And didn't have that many seasons, but they're running the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are on, I know they are on Nicktoons or whatever.
Did anybody see Eureka besides me?
I used to watch it here and there.
Yeah.
It had the hot black chick on there.
Yeah, it was pretty good. They even had the season ender was pretty good, but they're
looks like they're going to get one more episode to get a proper finale for it, which is good. I like that.
Yeah, they say based on the ratings, the show was apparently too expensive to continue producing.
That usually happens with sci-fi shows.
Yeah.
And a lot of shows with special effects, so...
I just want to quickly just say Extreme Makeover Home Edition is coming to an end. It was on for a while.
That's sad. That was a good show. I loved that show.
That was a good reality show.
It was.
It made you sad during watching it. You were like, oh, God. Yeah, they've got cancer and they need this special room. I'm like, oh, God.
I just questioned the structural integrity of the homes they were building in 7 days.
Well, I'm going to have to trust them. The sad part, I know this came up like a few years back where some of the people that they had these houses that got built, now that the houses are – they basically made the houses worth so much more that the taxes went up, and now the people wound up having to let the house go because they couldn't afford the taxes on it.
Yeah, that was the one here in Atlanta.
Yep. I remember hearing about that
too. Yeah, but it wasn't taxes, dude. I think they put out a second mortgage on the thing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
They did. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
They put out a second mortgage on it, and it was like, they're like, dude, all you had to do was pay the taxes and, you know.
They actually give those people money to actually run this house. You know, a lot of people don't know that. They're getting like $250,000 cash money in the bank, along with all the other shit that they give them. You know, and I'm like, dude,
I think I could have made it.
I would have made that shit work. I'm sorry.
Fear Factor came back for one season and couldn't even make it through that one.
Now, who gives a shit?
Basically.
I never really was a fan of Fear Factor. Yeah, I like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's cool, but yeah, I never got into the show.
He could stick to his MMA announcing.
Right.
And the thing is, a lot of people don't realize he's a very good stand-up comic.
Right.
But he
has a good podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of people, even he has said that, you know, a lot of people don't realize, yeah, I'm a stand-up comic, but he winds up getting acting jobs and, you know, all this other stuff. And, you know, it just works out fine for him.
Unless anyone else sees any other, so I'm jumping down to the H's.
Well, Free Agent guys was a pretty good show with the Hank
Azaria.
Yeah, he's also the voice of Mo and Keith Quimby on The Simpsons. And yeah, he was pretty.
Oh, I remember that show. I forgot about that.
It has the distinction of being the second NBC series of the new fall season to be pulled.
Wow. So it got rejected early.
And it fell to a 1.0 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
People not watching.
No one was watching that show.
Nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, they sent it to Hulu to die. That's where I saw it.
Oh.
So Hulu is like the Phantom Zone for all down people.
it's more like their purgatory.
Right. Help! Help!
You know what I'm saying?
Watch our show. And then if enough people watch the show, they get to go on to their final reward.
Here's a show I wonder why they, you know, I know we're like wondering why they're leaving or anything, but here's one why I'm wondering, like, why the hell they made it.
What?
A hater show. With Mario Lopez. Really.
Oh, God.
It was a reality show.
Yeah, it was, I only saw it once.
It was supposedly about. It was about, you know, people coming up to, like celebrities, and they find people that hate on them, like Snooki and I forgot who else was on it, and then they confront the people that hate them.
Yeah, they confront them and then try and show them a different side, and then like hang out with them today and see if they like still hate them. But my only beef with this show was you're gonna gift me. Okay, what I didn't like about the show is they go on how they hate this person. Then the person they hate takes them to dinner to a five-star restaurant. Like, come on, man. It has to be a lot of hate for me to hate you after I ate lobster and steak with you.
But my thing, why the fuck?
I have Merlot. A Merlot is probably like two of my paychecks.
Why the fuck would I want to watch that show? Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why? That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
CW.
Let's read the description for it.
Oh, my God.
Hosted by Mario Lopez, this reality series matched celebrities with regular people who dislike them in the hopes of changing their perspective. Yeah.
Few were interested.
That's really a desperate ass show. If I'm a celebrity, man, fuck you. I don't
want you. If somebody came with, hey, I want you to be on the Hater Show. No. I'm fucking rich. I don't give a fuck if that bitch hates me or not. Fuck him.
I'm rich, bitch.
First of all, haters get too much credit for stuff anyway, man. We live in a society of
haters. Everyone's got haters. My haters, my motivators.
My haters, my motivators.
How are they going to hate on you? You make $18,000 a year. Come on, man. Fuck that.
Right.
Live your life.
Right,
yes.
Everybody's haters, you know. And then you know, one thing, I'm going to say this. And Gilmore probably agree. What I don't like about the world, we'll do maybe a music segment for another show. People confuse constructive criticism or differences in taste with hating.
Oh, with hating, yes, they do.
I really like Future.
I don't think the dude like, fucking sucks.
Because I'm just not really into the guy's music.
Hey, fuck it. He sucks. You call me a hater. He's still going to suck regardless if I'm hating or not. It don't fucking matter.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it. I'm not into the guy's music. But, you know, people say I'm a hater because you're not. I'm like, why can I not like the guy's music?
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fucking fan. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm not sorry that I'm not a fan. I don't give a fuck what y'all think. He fucking sucks. Your taste in music sucks. And you should probably kill yourself. I'm sorry. Was I ranting?
Oh, you're fine.
Fucking hate these people.
No, you're doing good enough because this girl at Taco Bell tried to get me to like Future. And I heard him on the radio. Okay, I pull up and drive through. He's playing on the radio because for some odd reason they play him over and over all the time here. Mm. And I'm listening to it. This guy named Baby U did a remix. And he exposed to... Which I tried to let this girl know his whackness. He remixed him with Jay-Z's old Jay-Z, help me out, Gilmore. The one with him in the mill, Nigga Who, Nigga What, that song.
Yeah.
Okay. He went in, Jay-Z did his first part. Then he brought Future in. Now, he brought Future's vocals in without Future production behind it.
Right.
Everybody who hasn't heard Future, he has this weird auto-tune drag slur pitch happening with his songs.
Whatever so the fuck that is.
Words to where they sound like they rhyme.
Right.
And you heard all of the slur, and I said, I'm like, I had to convince the girl, like, this don't rhyme. Like, I'm not hating him. It doesn't rhyme. You can hear it loud and clear in this remix.
Right.
But it's like, you know, nothing against, you know, the dude that mixed it, DJed it. The guy's hot right now. Everybody loves him. He's a DJ. That's what they have to do.
Well, and, you know, I mean,
he had to find some kind of song to slap the guy on, so.
Well, you know what? I mean, the American public's taste in music is terrible any fucking way. So I don't give a damn if they think I'm hating or not. I got into a damn Facebook fight with this dumbass chick who got pissed off that said when I said Lil Boozy needs to stay his ass in jail. Yes, Lil Boozy needs to stay his damn Mickey Mouse signing ass in fucking jail. He does. Number one, he shouldn't be allowed to go in a fucking studio again. Who the hell thought that shit was a good idea?
Fucking.
Let everybody know the spelling was fundamental.
If you never know how to spell independent, listen to a goddamn Boozy song. That nigga spells that shit every fucking song he put out. Fucking hate you, Boozy. You're horrible.
I digress. Got us all on this.
So back to the H's.
House is finally leaving.
Yeah, I was gonna
gracefully
shout out House for ending its run.
Yeah, because he had a couple of really, he could have probably left two seasons early when he went to jail and all that. It's like y'all really pushing it, you know.
It was still a great show, man. That was a great show.
Still awesome.
Kind of sort of missed that show.
I'm shocked that I forgot Hawthorne got canceled, that Jada Pinkett Smith show, and apparently they ended on a cliffhanger. That sucks.
I will. She still got Will Smith money, so she all right.
And then Jada probably owns the show. She'll probably sell to HBO or something like that, because Jada don't act and do crap unless she executive producer has a hand in it. So
yeah,
right.
She'll make her
money. Not gonna boohoo too much. She owns DVD rights. She ain't playing.
She good.
And Johnny Drama's show, How to Be a Gentleman, that shit got canceled quick.
Oh, he was in that.
Yeah. How to Be a Gentleman. He was the guy that was you had the guy who was the perfect gentleman, and Johnny Drama was the other guy.
What was the name of that show, the show he was on Entourage? The drama type show.
Oh, the Five Towns?
Yeah, Five Towns. That's what that reminds me of, just that name, How to Be a Gentleman.
Yeah, that's really weird. That is really weird that he is like his character from Entourage when it comes to real shows.
That's funny. But do y'all want to actually call that man by his real name instead of Johnny Drama? I mean,
I know, but still, he's Johnny Drama.
People know who we're talking about.
Everybody knows Johnny Drama.
I know, man.
Another show that left was Hung. I talked about this before we aired. It was a cool show, but
they overstayed its welcome.
They kind of got stuck where to go.
Yeah, I couldn't do the show anymore. I got tired.
Yeah, I mean, it was only a couple of places to go. Either he's going to get back with his wife, or he's going to go gay. Where else can you go?
He starts doing gay, you know, hooking up with men.
I mean, but he's a male prostitute. Where else can he go?
Yeah.
I mean, he could have went to the whole porno thing. They could have ran that, but, you know, they never want to do that. So, it's just, where was he going to go?
He's supposed to fuck whatever gives him money. So, you know, hey.
Show I'm happy kind of ended was How to Make It in America. I'm surprised that shit made it to two seasons.
People on Twitter loved that show. They were all outraged that show got canceled. I was not one of those
people. What was How to Make It in America? What was that?
That was the HBO show with Kid Cudi. Was in it a few episodes.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've watched that. That's been out for a minute, hasn't it?
It had two seasons, but... It was announced it was canceled a while ago.
Okay, I saw it on Hulu. It must have went to go die. All right.
Yeah.
It wasn't as...
No big loss.
Here's a show to me that was really weird, but it kind of grew on me. I Hate My Teenage Daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I kind of liked it. But, you know, I have a thing for Jamie Presley anyway. I don't know why, but I have a thing for Jamie Presley. But
she's hot. That's pretty much why.
Yeah, man. But it was still a pretty decent show. It was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And now...
It was right there with Raising Hope, so...
Yeah.
I'm jumping way down now because I don't see anything else I want to mention.
I'm surprised we're still on.
Memphis Beat got, two seasons?
I couldn't really get into that show. I mean, I like Jason Lee. You know, I've always liked him as an actor. I just couldn't get into that show. Men of a Certain Age, couldn't get into it either.
Though beloved by some critics and viewers.
Oh, yeah, don't think Avion Crockett got canned, but they really gave him a raw deal on that.
That Avion Crockett show.
Yeah, they gave him a raw... Fox gave him a really raw deal on that deal. They're like, we're going to make you a mid-season replacement, and you got to get this kind of rating to be here. And it's like, you gave him no advertising. You put him on the hour when everybody shuts Fox off and goes, you know, do something else. Plus, he was on with football. Like, dude, he got this guy. Well, no, he wasn't on with football. What was he on with? Basketball season is when he came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was rough on him.
Yeah.
But he's back on YouTube. He landed on his feet, so he's back on YouTube doing comedy, so he don't care.
Dude, was this show Man Up? Was that the show where... Sucre from Prison Break was dressing up like a woman, kind of like Bosom Buddies.
I don't know that one.
I think it was like a Bosom Buddies kind of ripoff, where, you know, they had to dress up as women to get a job somewhere. That just sounds dumb in the year 2012, but, you know.
Yeah, it really is. Man versus the Wild. Damn. Well, it's time. I hadn't looked down.
Eight, seven years.
My coworkers used to watch that show.
Although, really, if it's been on this long, are we really that shocked that he gets out of this shit? We really shouldn't be this shocked.
I'm just shocked he made out alive.
I mean, where else is there for him to go now? So, yeah.
I mean, you know, it would have been like, I mean, if I was, you know, he should have got, like, I don't know, stung by a scorpion, like, season four. And that would, like, gave us, like, all, like, you know, in, like, the season finale. Well, he gets stung by a scorpion. Will he be alive for season five? I would watch that. Other than that, I don't really give a fuck. Because guess what, white man? Guess what, white man? I'm never going to put myself in that situation. You fool. The things you teach are useless. Go ahead.
Napoleon Fox tried to bring an animated version of Napoleon Dynamite to the small screen. No one cared.
A couple years too late.
Yeah, many. One Tree Hill on the CW is finally coming to an end.
Yay, damn.
How long has that been on? That's been on for a while.
Yeah, I gave up on it like 4 or 5 seasons ago.
I think it was on like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, and here's a show that kind of, if you look right under One Tree, Pan Am, that's another why the hell y'all made this. They got nostalgic. Everybody wanted to copy Mad Men and did Pan Am, and then they did the Playboy Club, which I'm like, look, historically, Pan Am straight, but Playboy Club was off.
Yeah, it was too many black chicks running around the damn Playboy Club. They didn't have black women in Playboy Club back then. What are you doing?
They only had like one, didn't they?
What was the name of that group? They kicked out the group. She was on the Biggie movie. She was one.
Natari.
Yeah.
I think she's on the client list now.
Oh, yeah, she was on there for like a minute. But they had a lot of black girls in like the background at the club. And I'm like, that's probably not how it
was. Not be historically accurate.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not the reason it got canceled, though.
No. I think the show just was kind of...
It just wasn't nowhere for it to really go. I mean, they were trying to add stuff. But first of all, it's about the manager of the club. You never see Hugh Hefner. It's not about him. It would have been better if they made it more of a biopic with Hugh Hefner and made it really about the Playboy Club. Probably more interesting than this. You know, it's at the Playboy Club, but we're just going to do our own thing on top of it.
Yeah.
Right.
What was Prime Suspect about? Oh, well, fuck it. Never mind.
Yeah. A lot of these shows, now I'm getting the stuff I've never heard of.
Here's one that should have died, never should have been Ringer.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
But you know, CW had to give Sarah Michelle Gellar. You know, she's Buffy, so it was
That's basically it. I mean, she had street cred.
Give her an.
You know what?
In the old days with WB. So it was like, look, she's from the WB, guys. You know.
You know what? That chick needs Joss Whedon to save her career so fucking bad.
Well.
She ain't did shit since damn.
She really hasn't.
Right, man. She should have been calling up damn Joss Whedon. Hey, motherfucker, can I be in the Avengers movie some fucking well, please?
Or can we step up and do this Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie that everyone's been wanting for, you know, ever?
You mean the new one, right?
Yeah, do a new Buffy movie or something.
Right.
But she'd be good on the, she'd be cool on the Avengers. She could be the Scarlet Witch.
No.
Not a robot. Well, depending, she has brown hair. It just depends on which version.
No.
No.
Bam saying no, regardless.
Okay, here's one. If you get the blind side of me, I'm being sarcastic. The Rosie Show.
Oh, from Oprah's network.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
Oprah. Remember, they used to compete together, and, you know, Rose used to say her shit. Then she ends up on Oprah's show with Oprah's her boss. And
Oh, yeah. It was going to happen eventually.
Not seeing too much other stuff here. Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns is leaving.
What?
Dude, do you know how long it's been on?
God dang. 140 episodes?
That's what you signed for.
Oh, wow. It already ended back on November 18th, 2011.
Yeah, that's what they signed for. That was the deal with TBS. Everybody was like, Tyler Perry's nuts. He signed, you know, they gave him all that money, but he had to produce his shows.
He's not crazy. TBS is.
Yes, is.
Yeah.
They didn't think he was going to do it. It was one of them things like, he ain't going to do it.
They didn't think he was going to do it?
He getting paid. Shit.
I mean, they thought that Tyler Perry wouldn't spend a couple of seasons pumping out garbage. So they was like, he ain't going to do
it. He been pumping out fucking Tyler Perry movies, so what's the fucking difference?
True, because the poor guy can't seem to get Mondeer off his back, man.
You know, I mean, nothing wrong with what he do, but I mean, shit. But the shows are essentially smaller versions of the movies.
True, but you know what though? Tyler Perry has reached magical Negro status.
Yes, he has.
Magical, yes, Rodney. You know magical Negro status.
Yeah, I know.
Reached that status, but now on the new Tyler Perry movie, Mondale does what to take him. Now he's going to teach white people how to raise their kids. He's been telling the black people forever. Now he's going to teach white people raise their kids how to be magical and turn a messed up white family's life around with good, wholesome black humor.
Yeah.
Oh, not going to see that.
I'm not jaded at all. I like other Tyler Perry stuff. I'm not big on his mom. But I like when he.
Good Deeds was actually good.
I like Deeds. I like both the Why I Got Married, Family of Praise, and
yeah, for the, Color Girl. Still one of the
Very depressed. Color Girl. I still like. Very good. Yeah, and Color Girls is good because it's based off of a stage play, which is poem and prose. I had to read it in college. And F4 Valley, Ollie Tim. Ain't that weird? But anyway,
I ain't really seen anything else.
I was impressed. I was impressed by it. But I haven't seen anything else on the list.
Yeah, I think Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns is a good one to end on.
Oh, I did like Unforgettable, and I just liked the chick that was on it. She was pretty hot. But yeah, that was pretty much it.
Skins?
Oh, no. No, I didn't want to see that crap.
Georgia. We're in Georgia. We did not watch the state of Georgia.
Yeah, I saw that on their list.
I don't even know what that was about. That crap. It was on ABC Family.
These ratings were so terrible. Dang, they don't even tell you what the show is about.
What?
The sitcom's ratings were terrible, so it was no surprise the cable channel canceled it after 12 episodes. Dang.
Oh, God dang. Well, damn. Well.
So that's
we wouldn't even spare you the even let you see what the show is about.
So that about wraps up our discussion of all the canceled and ending shows for the 2011-2012 season. And
yes.
The news we discussed earlier and the CW and CBS TV show name game that Adam Black had us play earlier. So, once again, let me get to plugging our stuff. You can find us on our website, www.theclicknation.com. We're on Twitter at TheClickNation. Facebook fan page is facebook.com/TheClickNation. If you ever feel the need to send us some feedback, because we'd like to hear from our listeners, our email is theclicknation@gmail.com. Of course, remember to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. My Twitter is TimDogg98. Adam Black, you can give yours.
@_Adam_Black on Twitter.
Mr. Bamf.
Mine's is @MrBamf, MISTABAMF. I don't tweet at all. So fuck you.
And Walker or Jetstream, you want to shout yours out?
You know what? I'm going to hold off. I'm going to go ahead and make a Twitter account for Jetstream.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, that'll be @LeroyJetstream. @LeroyJetstream. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I love that. Leroy Jetstream. That's so club and funny. I love it.
Yeah, I know. It's so ethnic.
Leroy.
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 Quick shout outs to the Cold Slither podcast crew, Classic Material, and Eclectic. We were on the Black Guy Who Tips podcast hosted by Rod and Karen. And you check that out at the website, theblackguywhotips.com. It was a fun time. Like I said, Cold Slither podcast, another podcast I co-host with Classic Material and Eclectic. Make sure to check out Eclectic's website. Well, yeah, he has a website, but also check out his podcast, the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Cold Slither podcast contributor, Claymation Howell. Check him out on Twitter @ClaymationHowell. To all the loyal listeners, thank you for listening. Guys, I'll let you have a second to shout out whatever you want to shout out.
Well, pretty much same folks I'd like to shout out. Third Designs, my buddy Charlie Bradley on Twitter. Just look up Third Designs with the green 3 as the logo. Also, a guy I know here in Macon, Modern Giant Design.com. He's another graphic designer that I know. I don't think he has a Twitter. He just has a website. So, also with Third Designs, you can find him on Facebook, like his page, make a comment. He may make you, a fan of the month. And, let's see, of course, what other websites do I go to? I think that's pretty much all that I feel like plugging this week.
Yes. Let's see. Am I plugging anyone? Do I want to send shout-outs? Of course, I want to send shout-outs to, of course, Blu-ray for being the greatest. I want to send a shout-out. Hey, I want everybody to go check out a website. All the Click Nation members already frequent this website. It's comicbookmovie.com. That's comicbookmovie.com. And if you want to stay up on anything comic book movie, action movie, sci-fi movie related, or, you know, this is the site that you want to go to. Go and like them on Facebook so the stuff will just pop up in your news feed. It is the premier site. It's like the site that, you know, that I learned all my, found out all my cool little, you know, tidbits from. So everybody go to that page, that site, and like I said, you know, the website, and like I said, like it on your Facebook page. ladies and gentlemen, do that now, quickly.
Jetstream, oh, you said you didn't have anything to shout out.
I don't have anything to really plug this week, man. Oh, well, one thing, you'll have to catch on my Facebook, but I sent that out, posted out for everybody. Skyfall is going to be coming out, people.
Yes, yes. So if you have not seen the trailer,
the trailer just came out.
You can go to my page and catch the trailer. Nobody goes there, but you can catch it on my Facebook trailer. Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's on mine too. Just in case if you don't want to go to Walkers, you can go to mine too. But everybody, if you have not seen the trailer, see it, you sons of bitches, see it. It is the best minute you will ever spend in your life. I promise you. It's so. So fantastic. I cannot wait.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, everybody, for all my movie fans, later on, like I said, there's already been a release date announced for Avengers, if anybody doesn't already know.
The Blu-rays.
Yes, September 25th is the day you want to go. Now, oddly enough, it's a day that I will be broke because that comes out that day. Also on September 25th, they released the Bond 50 box set, which is it's like the 22 Bond movies, all the way up to Quantum of Solace. They're releasing that on Blu-ray. And also for you Michael Jackson fans, they are releasing the 25th anniversary edition of the Bad album, also on September 25th, which has so much shit in it. I am so ready for that box set. I must have it. Yes, it's like three CDs and a DVD concert of the Bad Show at Wembley Stadium back in '88. I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't fucking wait. Michael Jackson forever, bitches. Go ahead.
And on that note, I want to thank you all for listening to the Click Nation podcast. And I am Tim Dog, and we're signing off.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Coming to green, but then you're never walking out again. So you're back on the wolf pack.